Hi guys!
Okay, we know we have been on hiatus.
It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. We've changed jobs.
Too many times.
We've done a lot of things, and it has taken us a long time to
get back. Life is unpredictable, guys.
So, we are back, though.
Welcome! Welcome back to the Tipsy Takes! Hi.
Hello.
So, as you can tell, we're tipsy.
We're more than tipsy. So, this story, I know we said we were going to talk about Britney Spears, but we're not doing that today. We'll do that eventually, I promise. But today, we bring you a story of
trials, tribulations.
Yes.
Sacrifice.
Yes.
Friendships will be tested.
Basically, yes.
I have no idea what the story is about. She has not told me.
So, I'm gonna be a little mysterious, okay? So, first, I just want to start out by saying that this story is so horrific. When I asked ChatGPT to give me, like, a rundown, because, you know, with all my stories, I'll put it in ChatGPT, and I'll be like, hey, give me a outline, you know?
Spanish listeners.
Yeah. When I put this in to ChatGPT, it literally blocked out all the info, saying it went against their usage policy.
That happened to me, actually, when I was trying to get it to write a paper for my school.
Yeah.
And it blocked me.
Yeah. It said that it was too horrific, basically.
Really?
Yeah. So
I'm scared. This is the story of my weight loss journey. No, I'm just kidding.
So I'm going to give as many details as I can, but obviously, you know, there's a lot that goes into the story, and it was too tragic for ChatGPT to even muster up a paragraph.
Retweet
so
if you cry every time.
I'm just gonna give a trigger warning for sexual assault, mutilation, all of that. Like, and it's against a child. So buckle up, maybe have a few drinks, because
we've already done it.
It's rough. Okay. So, this starts out with a 15-year-old runaway girl in 1978. So, she's 15. You already know this is a problem. Mm-hmm. So, after a while of being homeless, and she had, like, stayed with her grandpa for a little bit, but she had been running away from her house and just, you know, staying all over the place, she decided to return home. And in the 70s, how do you get from one place to another? You hitchhike.
Yes.
It was really common. And as she was trying to hitchhike home, she met a few other hitchhikers while waiting for a ride. So this is where we enter Lawrence Singleton, who the story is about. He is a man in his 50s who, despite having a fucking creeper rapist van that was empty and could carry several passengers, he told the group of hitchhikers he could only take one of them.
What?
And that was the teenage girl, Mary Vincent. the 15-year-old runaway girl. So Mary lived in Las Vegas with her parents, and she ran away at 15 because they were going through a messy divorce.
Could you imagine going, your Crazy. Parents going through a divorce, so I think I'm going to hitchhike to a different state.
Literally.
With, I mean, does that make you think, though, like, that's a red flag to us, but in 1970,
yeah,
they're like, of course, nobody would ever rape me and kill
yeah.
me.
No, it was common back then. And it was so, like, it was just such a common thing back then that you don't even think about this happening to you, and then it happens, and it's crazy.
Yep.
So she, I mean, at 15, she was a competitive dancer and wanted to be a performer when she grew up. Obviously, she was a teen, she was a kid, you know, she had these goals and ambitions, and she also, I remember reading that she had a boyfriend at the time, and she went and stayed with him for a little bit, but it was just like a thing where hitchhiking was so common back then.
Yeah.
That it wasn't even a second thought, you know?
Yeah.
So when she was homeless for a bit, she would sleep on the street or in unlocked vehicles. She would just like,
she's sleeping random people's.
Yeah.
Okay. This might be natural selection.
Yeah. And, eventually she decided to go home.
Honestly,
when she got homesick.
This rock and roll lifestyle was bound to catch up with her. I'm not a victim blamer, but
no.
This is definitely going to catch up to you. Eventually.
Yeah. And she was a teen.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
Prime target.
Yeah. She was a teen. You know, everybody as a teenager is like, I'm going to run away from home.
Yeah.
But,
Every time my mom spanked me.
I'm literally. Done. She had already hitchhiked all the way to her grandpa's house in Berkeley. And she got there safely, so she didn't think there was any problem with it. So she decided to just hitchhike back home. And, you know, that was a big thing back then. And even sometimes now, I was driving home from work one night at midnight. And there was somebody on fucking 465. He walked across the interstate.
That is crazy.
And had his thumb up. He was trying to be a jerk. And I was like, dude, you have to be joking.
I would have ran him over
you
for
have
safe
to be
measure.
Joking. But, like, it was way bigger back then, and now, I mean, it still happens, you know? So, she had met these people while hitchhiking, and this guy stopped. And, you know, of course, the people she met while hitchhiking told her not to get into this man's van. He was saying, oh, I have this empty van, but I can only take one person, and it's this teenage girl, you know?
Yeah.
So, for some reason, she just decides, you know what, I'm tired, I want to go home, I don't care. He's like a tubby grandpa, like, he almost looks like my Papa Larry, you know?
Standing at a tall 4'5".
No, literally. He literally looks like my Papa Larry, so...
Just to paint you guys a picture, Larry was like 4'7", bald,
yeah,
and always had a Bud Light and a cigarette in his hand.
He's not like an intimidating looking man.
He is.
So, she's just like, I want to go home. I'm just gonna get in. Okay? So, she just gets in because she wanted to go home, but eventually Mary starts to realize that things are getting a little weird. So she fell asleep at one point and realized they were driving the wrong direction because she wanted to go to, I think it was Vegas.
Wait, so she got a bad feeling, so her immediate thought was to take a nap.
No.
Wake up and then realize that they're, wait, no, this isn't Weast.
I think, I thought you said Weast. No, I think she fell asleep while they were, like, going the right direction, and then he turned around while she was asleep. And obviously, this is a true crime podcast, so you'll see that there's more that happens.
She makes that out
alive. It's not just a mistake, but he is going the wrong way, and she wakes up from a nap. She's tired. She's been homeless for a bit. She's 15, you know, like, not to victim blame, obviously don't get in a stranger's car, but I see,
you know what it is,
where she's getting, like, confused and kind of, you know, out of it.
Definitely
she's not a child.
Yeah, not a victim blamer, but kids are stupid.
But, know? Yeah, don't get in a fucking stranger's car.
So it's just, in a way, it's kind of expected. Because kids are stupid, but also, like, I mean, we understand, like,
yeah,
you want to get home. Oh, well, hitchhike. It's kind of like.
But also, don't fucking hitchhike.
Assume positive intent. Well, in this time frame, you know, it's.
Yeah.
People are friendly. I'm going to leave my door unlocked. This is all American, you know?
And even this was back in, what, the 70s?
Yeah.
And this happened? Like, goddamn.
Right before Jon Bon Jovi started slinging them love ballads.
That's right. That he saved us all.
Yes.
So, she fell asleep in the car, or the van, creepy rapist van, at one point, and realized when she woke up that they were driving the wrong direction, and so she confronted him. And I've heard several stories, either she just said something, or other stories said that she, like, grabbed a sharp object from the floor of the van and brandished it. Either way, she confronted him.
She deserves prison time, but brandishing a weapon.
And she was like, hey, you're going the wrong way. And he was like, oh, I just made a mistake. And he turned around. Well, shortly after turning around, he said, I gotta pee.
That's me right now.
Yeah. That's like everybody, you know?
Yeah.
And he was like, I gotta pee, I'm gonna stop on the side of the road. So, this is where things...
You ever seen a hogger like this before?
This is my junk scene.
You ever seen a hogger like this?
So, they stopped on the side of the road, and at this point, I've heard several other stories, but essentially Mary was like, oh, I feel like I'm kind of being imprisoned right now, and I need to escape.
Something feels off.
Yeah, I would too. And so she bends over to tie her shoe, because one of her shoes is untied. And she thinks that she may need to escape. And at this point, Lawrence is, quote unquote, taking a leak outside. But he attacks her with a sledgehammer.
Can I just say this as well? If I am skeptical and getting scared. Oh, God. Maybe I am victim blaming. If I get scared and I'm feeling off. The last thing I want to do is bend forward to tie my shoe and become vulnerable.
I mean, at that point, I feel like I would just run.
I'd take my shoes off.
Because also, I've seen, like, interviews and stuff with her, and she's like, I'm healthy, he's not, I'm young, he's old. Like, just fucking
wait
run.
A second. Did you just say interviews with her?
Mm-hmm.
She lives?
She lives. This is the survival.
You know what? Of the Mary dumbest ones usually survive. And I'm proud of her. You know what, baby girl? You did everything.
No. You'll...
Does she have, like, a stump leg or something?
You will be...
Scared?
I'm surprised you haven't heard the story.
I haven't. Keep going. I'm convinced.
So, he hit her upside the head with a sledgehammer.
Same.
And she's knocked out. Okay? So, she eventually comes to. But, when she comes to, she's tied up in the back of that van. And Larry repeatedly sexually assaults her and rapes her.
Wait a second. His name's Larry, too? Being your grandpa, we compared
him. Can you Google Lawrence Singleton with a W? Lawrence
Singleton. How else would you spell Lawrence?
L-A-U. You can spell L-A-U or L-A-W. Hold on. Look at the old pictures. The older. Doesn't that look like Halloween?
Oh, God. The survivors.
That's Mary.
Oh my God. Oh, Captain Hook.
Okay, but you won't even believe it. So he's sexually assaulting her, raping her, whatever. He also apparently forced her to drink alcohol.
Wait a minute.
Which is me, I'm totally benavar, yeah. But whatever. But as time passes, she basically just begs him to let her go because it's been like,
please.
He's just like repeatedly assaulting her.
Please stop giving me free liquor.
But also, she's 15. Like,
I feel horrible.
She's a baby.
No, listen.
I know, but like,
for our listeners, I'm cracking these very heartless, low down jokes. This is sad. This is obviously tragic. Some of us deal with traumatic things with humor.
No, but she's just like...
That sucks.
She's just like a teenager, you know, like begging to just be let go.
Yeah, young, you know? Dumb.
And it doesn't matter, like, she's being force-fed alcohol, she's being assaulted, sexually assaulted, whatever.
That's the worst. For me, I feel that is the worst part of it.
Yeah.
Taking a child's innocence. Yeah. Because a teenager is still a child.
And she just wants to get home. And he is like a grandpa figure. And then he just does this. And
Papa?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Ugh. But Better essentially, case. Yeah. No, yes, exactly. They are.
Yeah.
And she's just like, I won't turn you in for anything. Like,
yes,
Just let me go.
I think of that. Like, if I was to get kidnapped or like, someone's trying to kill me, I would literally beg and be like, I won't tell anybody.
Yeah, I'd be like, I wouldn't say anything. Like, if you just let me go, I literally won't say anything.
Yeah, period.
And this is trigger warning where mutilation comes into play. And this is where we learn that this guy, Larry Singleton, gets the name the Mad Chopper. It's like the Mad Pooper.
Mad Poopa.
But worse. So, she was like, I just want to be free, just let me free, and I won't say anything. So, and this is a 15-year-old girl, okay? And he grabbed a hatchet, and he said, quote, you want to be free? I'll set you free. And he swung the hatchet.
Where did he hit her?
He severed her left arm, just below the elbow. And what did he do next? He hacked at her right arm. Both of her fucking arms are gone. So, I've heard many different stories about this, but apparently she has a quote from an episode of I Survived, which I tried to look for, but it's apparently season 4, episode 1, and Hulu only has seasons 1 and 3, so I couldn't watch it.
Oops.
But she said, quote, he took my left arm and took one swing, and I started to fall. And then he took another swing, and I grabbed his arm, and I grabbed it real tight, and I couldn't figure out holding him real tight on his arm, but I'm still falling. Because apparently, when he swung and hit the one arm, she grabbed him with her other arm, and he swung at it, And so when he swung at it and hacked it off,
she couldn't figure out why she was falling.
Her arm was still grabbing him. But her arm was not connected to her anymore.
That's sick!
Yeah, and so she fell back. She had no arms.
Like that episode of Scream Queens. Where the Red Devil chopped off that guy's arms. And he just laid there.
So, it's insane. So, obviously, at this point, surely she was going to bleed out and die.
Nope.
Because, well, you got two arms hacked off. If I got both my arms hacked off, I would think I was going to die, right?
Not Mary.
Not Mary. She screamed. But this was at a very desolate area, and so nobody was around to help her or hear her. So Larry Lawrence threw her armless body off the side of an embankment.
What? How'd she do that with no arms?
He threw her over and either... I've seen different versions, but there's some versions where he just threw her over. There's some where he...
Could you imagine making somebody a stump? And yeah. Just no way to wiggle out and just throw them over. Caterpillar.
It's like you're a worm.
Fucking worm.
Yeah. So there's other versions where he like threw her over the side of the cliff and then he walked down the cliff and put her in a cave or something.
Such a dick.
Yeah.
I'm laughing because he said worm.
It gets worse.
What?
It gets worse. So, I mean, obviously with Mary, we know she survived, but it gets worse. So, essentially, he was trying to conceal her body, so he either put her in a cave or a pipe or something like that, so that passersby wouldn't see her. And then he just continued on his way, thinking that he got away with murder. But, as we know, Mary was not dead.
She persisted.
She persisted.
Yeah, yeah.
She believed, and so she did. Is that the quote?
Pick up your crown. Oh, wait. I was going to say, pick up your crown, queen, or something. But I forgot, she lost her arms.
She did. But she faded in and out of consciousness, but somehow... she decided to stick her arm stubs because she literally didn't have arms. She had gaping wounds at the ends of her elbows. So she put her arm stubs in mud to stop the bleeding.
You know, that's disgusting, but that's very smart.
It's so smart. So she sticks them in mud to stop the bleeding. And then she somehow, like, drags herself up the embankment that Larry had thrown her down. Bleeding out. No arms.
How do you wave somebody down?
And she, let me tell you.
Your foot.
So she knew that if she didn't survive and put Larry in prison, that there would be other victims.
Yeah.
And so later, obviously she survives. So she recounted that it was like a voice from inside of herself, outside of herself, and from her soul telling her that she had to push through and get this man in custody.
Yeah.
Because if she didn't, he would do this to other people. So she said that at that point, while she was bleeding out, she was going in and out of consciousness. She just wanted to lay down and die. But she knew that she had to push through. So she's naked. She's covered in mud. She'd put her arm stumps in mud to stem the bleeding. And she climbed up a fucking cliff and then walked 3 fucking miles.
Excuse me?
Talk about an adrenaline rush.
Bitch, how do you have that much blood to sustain you for 3 miles?
And she kept her arms raised above her, like up like this, to... And this was a quote from her to keep the muscles and blood from falling out of her
eyes. I am disgusted.
Yeah.
It's like lobster meat falling out of the claws. Yes.
Ew. It's bad. It's bad. So one car saw her and sped off in fear. I think it was
me.
I think it was two guys.
I don't remember two teenage guys. In 1970. I would too. I don't mean that wrong. And like, God, no, it's a character flaw. I would be terrified.
No, and she even says that. She's like, I don't blame them. Like, I looked like a fucking monster, you know? But luckily, the next car that saw her stopped. So obviously, you hear this and you know that she's not in good shape. Like, she's lost both of her arms. She's obviously going into septic shock.
Yeah.
Right? Because she's put her arm stumps in mud. She's lost so much blood. Like, she's not filtering out any toxins. Right. They're just staying in.
Ew.
So she is basically on the brink of death. So, at this point, Larry is still free, but Mary, she gets to the hospital. She gives a detailed description of Larry. And, you know, she even says, like, don't let me go unconscious. Like, I need to tell you what this man looks like. I need to give you all these details before I go out. And she's like, her blood is toxic at this point. She's going into septic shock. But she's like, no, I have to tell you this. So she gives a detailed description of him. And soon he's caught because a neighbor recognizes his, like, the sketch. So he is sentenced to 14 years in prison for many things. One of them including mayhem, which is apparently a charge.
He caused too much mayhem by chopping her arms off.
I think that's actually what mayhem is like dismembering people.
That's terrifying.
But that's the actual word for it, is mayhem. So he was sentenced to 14 years, but he only served 8.
Wait, 14? That's so small.
Oh, yes. But this was back in the 70s, and we'll get to this. But yeah, he was only sentenced to 14, and he only served 8, and he was released on parole in 87 for good behavior,
quote-unquote.
And also, while he was in prison, he served as a teaching assistant. I don't know of what. Cutting off arms. I don't know. Because what the fuck else could he teach people? But Mary had to testify in court. And she was wearing her prosthetic arms. She got prosthetic arms, as you saw from the picture that you looked up.
Wait, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real question. This is not me trying to be funny, because I definitely think about it. So she lost both arms. The picture I saw just now had her... sorry, there was a fuzzy.
ADHD.
Had her with two hooks for hands. This is a genuine question for me. Like, so when you lose your hands and say you want, you know, to do what people do and maybe touch yourself sometimes, do you have a different attachment? Like my KitchenAid, it has like a pasta maker attachment on the front.
Pasta maker.
Yeah.
A dildo.
Yeah. But like, I mean, that's a question.
You know? I will sort of get to that.
Really?
In a bit. Yeah. Not exactly what you're asking, but yes, I will.
I'm pumped. Because these are real questions I have.
Yeah. No,
like,
I mean,
how do you continue a normal life?
Yeah.
Like, after losing both your arms.
It's like that, what was that one movie? Shark. The girl who got her arm bit off.
A Soul Surfer?
Yes. And she's like trying to make a sandwich and she...
Yeah, but she still has one full arm. Like, and I'm sitting here thinking, like,
he has none.
Does she just put on the dildo attachment or something? Like, you better be confident to get a man and get that dick.
I hope she does.
Period. Sorry.
No.
I really don't mean it wrong. It's a genuine, like, curiosity.
It really is, because, like, I could not imagine
That's living, a normal life.
Living life without arms, I couldn't imagine.
Like, it's great. Like,
so that's
not even sex. Crazy. Like you said, a sandwich. Yeah. Like
anything. Cleaning a toilet or something? Yes. Like, what do you do?
Do you just use your foot? Like, that's terrifying. Like, put on one of those sneaker shoes with those separate toes. You know what I'm talking about?
Some people do that.
Yeah, like, it's wild.
So, Mary had to testify in court, obviously, about this guy. Because he attacked her. And, oh, excuse me, I got the hiccups. She's wearing her prosthetic arms, and she tells the jury everything that Larry did to her. And according to Mary Vincent,
sorry,
I got the hiccups. So eerily, after she testified against him,
her arm grew back.
Yes. Yes! Eerily, in the courtroom,
her arms grew back. Only one arm grew the length of two regular-sized arms. she just had one huge arm.
No, actually, this is fucked up. She apparently walked by him in the courtroom, and he said that he promised to finish her off. Quote.
And he only got 14 years.
He promised to finish her off when he was released from prison. And also, okay, this part is kind of funny.
Can't wait.
When
you stupid bitch.
Mary Vincent won a $2.56 million civil judgment against Larry Singleton.
Why is that funny?
Because she was unable to collect it when Singleton revealed that he was, quote, unemployed, in poor health, and had only $200 in savings.
Wait, so let me say this. Hold on, because that, when a judgment is passed, if there is a real illegitimate reason that they cannot pay, it will be put out. And so, I want to say this. You're a fresh, young, spry 15-year-old, and you couldn't fight off a man who's in poor health, old as shit, and has $200 in his savings account? You could, Mary. I'm glad you're doing better and you fought like hell. But baby, you were prime target. That sucks. Because in 1970, $2.56 million or $65 million is a crazy amount of money. Mm-hmm. Like today, that would be worth like tens of millions.
Mm-hmm.
And he had two. He couldn't even pay for our prosthetics.
No. I just love how it's like.
I thought you were going to say she couldn't collect on it. She didn't have arms or something. And you hit me with, I still take poor health. $200.
He's unemployed.
Yeah.
Okay, sir.
My bad.
So I can just commit any crime.
Right.
And if I'm unemployed, I don't have to pay people. What?
He's on unemployment.
So, arguably, the best part of the story, aside, obviously, from Mary surviving, as we know, is that I'm going to put a warning here before we get into more
tragedy,
because Mary is not this man's only victim.
Oh, I was like, damn, what else happened? She lost a leg.
You'll see. So,
clipped a lip in the car door.
Once he was out of prison, no one wanted them in his town. No one wanted him in their town.
Yeah.
So, he eventually, after being basically mobbed out, like there were angry mobs for him just to get him out of town.
Like pitchforks.
Yes. So eventually he had to live on a trailer on the jail's property.
He never really got to leave jail.
I think it was San Quentin. He had to live on St. Quentin's jail property in a trailer. until his parole was done. Goodbye. And he decided to move back to Florida. So he was from Florida. He decided to move back to Florida after his criminal stint in California.
Taylor.
I'm sorry.
Pause the recording. That's it. We're back. They're gone.
We're back. My hag mobs are gone, I think. So, eventually, Larry had to live in a trailer on the jail's property until his parole was done.
Period.
And then after that, after his parole was over, he decided to move to Florida, where
all the crazies live,
but even this motherfucker went in a car dealership, offered him $5,000 to move somewhere else.
What? And I would have taken it, bitch.
Even in Florida.
Bye.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
So basically, everywhere he went, there would be an angry mob or some sort of protest trying to drive him out, especially in California. And then when he moved to Florida, obviously he had a car dealership. There were other towns that were pushing him out. And also, almost everyone in the justice system that knew about him knew that he should never have been let out. So there were a lot of quotes of people just saying, like, oh, I mean, you can't quote me, but it's essentially this, like, oh, he would bring a woman in and then he would just throw her out like trash, you know?
Yeah.
Like that kind of thing. So, you know, but due to the laws at the time, they couldn't keep him in jail in California. And so the outrage of all of this, which this is a good thing also, the outrage of the case sparked, you know, this interest in the, what they call the Singleton Bill now.
Yeah.
So this stops the early release of perpetrators who commit a crime involving torture, which he would have been subject to because he mutilated a teenage girl. And Vincent was a strong supporter of this California bill. So that would have made his minimum sentence 25 years. Oh. So basically, he was convicted to 14 years, but he only served 8. But with this new bill, known as the Singleton Bill, because of this crime, it's 25 years to life as a max. So at his, when he did his crime, the max was 14 years. But now it's 25 years to life as the max.
Yeah, hacking off somebody's fucking arms.
Yeah. So he could have been in prison for the rest of his life.
He should have been.
And that would have saved his next victim.
After he got out?
Yes. So, I told you this was a crazy story. And this is why, I mean, he's known as the Mad Chopper for a reason.
Oh my god, did she live? Just break
no,
it.
No, the second victim does not.
We can't all be Marys.
We can't all be Marys, that's for sure.
Bam.
So, now we go on to Florida. So, after he got released from prison and he played out his parole, he moved back to Florida, which is where he murdered his next victim named Roxanne Hayes. So Larry was actually from Florida. He was born in 1927. He worked as a merchant seaman.
he dabbled in cum.
He just dabbled in it.
He loved cum.
And so, you know, he came back to Florida. Now we're looking at the year of 1997.
Oh my god, I was two.
Oh my god, I was one.
Oh my god.
And sadly, Mary would not be Larry's only victim.
Ugh.
So, here we go. Roxanne Hayes, a 31-year-old mother, was brutally murdered by Larry on February 19th.
God.
So, she was a sex worker. She was trying to make ends meet for her and her three kids. She ended up at Larry's house. I've heard different stories. It seems like maybe they met at, like, the grocery store, and he basically propositioned her to come to his house for some money. For $20 for services. I don't know. Maybe in 97 that was a lot, but...
20?
Just, yeah. Does not seem like a good amount of money.
No!
And just as another fuck you to her, of course, a lot of the news articles at the time of her death and the headlines of the articles said something like prostitute killed, quote unquote. Yeah, it was really fucked up. And so basically, this is how Larry got caught. A house painter, apparently he had been a house painter for Larry, and he went to Larry's house, and through the window, he saw him strangling, hitting, and stabbing a naked woman.
What?
And apparently Larry was also naked? I don't know. The painter ran away and called the police because what else are you gonna do, you know?
Oh my god.
And when police showed up, Larry just casually opened the door covered in blood. And obviously Larry is no fucking genius.
Hey guys!
Because as he was refusing to let the officers into his house because they were like, hey, you're covered in blood. Should we come in and check out the place? And he was like, no.
Well,
then his phone rang. And so he left to go answer his phone. But he left the fucking door open.
What a...
With a dead woman in his front room.
He ain't got much, but it's honest work.
So they literally just peeked in his house and saw a dead Roxanne.
Roxanne.
And she'd been stabbed to death.
R.I.P. Roxanne.
R.I.P. girl.
You were a real bitch. I love you.
So for the trial of Roxanne Hayes' death, Mary Vincent, our girl with the two prosthetic arms, she came to Florida to testify. Larry had claimed that Roxanne had tried to steal more than the $20 that he had promised from him, which honestly, if I was a sex worker, I would charge more than $20, so I get it. But
yeah, but that's wild. Like, why did Mary even have to make the trip? This is his second fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, like, who do you have to prove this to? He already went to jail for cutting off a teenager's arms,
raping her, assaulting her, and chopping off her arms, and he gets another fucking chance.
It's fucked up. So she, he claimed that, you know, they were fighting over this money. She became violent, and so he acted in self-defense by killing her, but no one believed that. And so he was found guilty, especially after Mary came in, you know, testified and said, this is what he did to me. So he was sentenced to death.
Good.
However,
he
died of cancer in 2001 while waiting on death row.
When Britney Spears released Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops.
Fuck him. That little piece of shit.
Yeah. So Mary, of course, suffered emotional and physical trauma after all of this. She had trouble maintaining relationships, finding jobs, especially after
not having arms.
Yeah, and after Larry was released in California because she was so afraid because he had said, if it's the last thing I do, I'm gonna get you, you know? So she was afraid he was gonna find her again. And, you know, as a teenager, she was a dancer, but after all this, she was unable to perform as a dancer, which was her passion, because from what I heard from other podcasts, they had to use some of her leg muscles to reconstruct her arms.
Oh my God. Can't you grow muscle,
not really.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Poor bitch.
So they had to take tissue and muscle from her arms or from her legs to reconstruct her arms. And so she couldn't really be a professional dancer. I know. And she also would say that she had severe nightmares, some of them ending in broken bones.
What the fuck?
She had one nightmare end in broken ribs from jolting awake so violently. She's dislocated her shoulder. She has, smashed her nose from nightmares.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
But she has luckily been able to get some therapy and get through the stuff.
I know we only gave your attempted killer 14 years, but the least I can do is give you therapy. What the fuck?
I mean, I'm sure she had to pay for it because this is America.
That's what I'm saying. They failed that. The justice system failed Mary and Roxanne.
Yeah. 100%. So, this is just the last bit of her story. So Mary married a man. She had two children with him. They eventually divorced, but now she's married to another man named Tony. She's a devoted mother, and she's also an artist and a victim's advocate. And I said I would mention this later. She has made her own custom prosthetics. She does a lot of tinkering with things and makes her own little prosthetics. So, you know what? Maybe she has a dildo prosthetic.
Billy,
I don't know.
Go get Mama's rose attachment.
She has a vibrator prosthetic, maybe.
It's on the charger.
But basically, I mean, she obviously still has trauma, but she just tries to get through each day as best as she can.
Period.
And everything.
Mary's a bad bitch.
Yeah, everything that she's doing is, you know, helping her to cope, her art, her, all that stuff.
What a real life inspiration story.
I know.
Literally arms chopped off, so you fucking dig it in wet mud.
Literally.
And
who would think that?
And then, even though it's disgusting because her muscles would have fallen out, walking 3 miles.
Literally, with her arms above her head. I can't even do that.
No, that's crazy.
As a regular human being, not being attacked, raped, and mutilated.
She must have been in shape. I cannot.
She was 15. She had to be had also been living out, you know.
But that's the drive of it. Her drive was, you gotta keep me awake. I gotta get this faster.
Yeah.
And she did.
It was.
The fucking system failed her.
That's what she said, though. It was like a voice inside of me and inside my soul saying, you have to stop this man. And then, yeah, the system just fucking gave him 14 years and he only served 8 for good behavior.
And they killed somebody else.
Literally.
Those people, I hope her family sued the city, the state, whatever.
For one, a
lenient sentence, but also letting a killer out on the loose like that.
Damn. It's rough. All right, well.
Guys, it's been fun.
It's been fun. I know.
We'll start uploading on our schedule. Thanks for the 3.7 out of 5 star rating, you guys.
It's better than a...
It's really thought what I... It's a lot better than what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. It's been fun. We know we're not uploading,
consistently, but we will.
But, yeah, we're having a good time, so I hope y'all are as well. And you stay
safe.
Stay safe. Stay tipsy.
Yeah. Unless you have a
spooky
problem.
Yeah, like us. Bye.
You can't blame us. Bye.